Why does Barry need a new executive committee, and how will it affect City Council's decision-making process? And why was the reference committee established using the strong mayor powers Mayor Alex Nuttall has wielded since 2023? 7 of 11 members of council sit on the new committee, leaving 4 on the outside looking in. Coun. Claire Riepma said there are still unanswered questions about the committee, which was established January 20th, and transitioned from the mayor's task force. We have not seen the terms of reference for this new executive committee, said Riepma, who is not a member. As a result, we don't know yet what its mandate is or what it is to discuss. The Ward 1 councillor noted executive committee meetings will be open to the public, all members of council can attend and its agendas and minutes will be published on the city's website. It will function like the other council, reference, committees, Riepma said. I am prepared to watch how it operates for the next 6 months and see if it adds value to city operations. Nuttall said the committee is necessary. The executive committee was established to streamline decision-making and advance critical projects and council priorities more efficiently, he said. Unlike other committees focused on specific policy areas, the executive committee has a broader mandate to align city projects with council's strategic goals and priorities, improving the efficiency and effectiveness of decision-making. Nuttall is the executive committee's chairman. It also includes Deputy Mayor Robert Thompson and Counts Craig Nixon, Vice Chairman Sergio Morales, Jim Harris, Gary Harvey and Bryn Hamilton. Coun. Claire Riepma represents Ward 1 in Barrie. Image supplied. The decision to have a majority of council members ensures that a broad range of perspectives and expertise are included for effective and timely decision-making, Nuttall said. Riepma, along with Counts Anne-Marie Kungel, Amy Corser and Nigasi Nigasi, are not executive committee members. Kungel said she doesn't have concerns about the committee. I think it is a good evolution from the mayor's task force to a structure that operates like existing reference committees, said the Ward 3 councillor. Agendas and meetings are public and decision-making will move up through general committee and council, because this committee has no unilateral decision-making. Kungel said it's a good transition, mid-term of council, to a public strategy table of city committee chairs of community safety, affordability, finance and responsible governance, and infrastructure and community investment. I think it will likely prove to be advantageous in streamlining where more complex or dynamic matters that cross the scope of multiple reference committees can get clarified and support more inclusion overall in dialogue in a transparent, public forum, she said. Nigasi also said he has no problem with the executive committee. I work closely with my colleagues to ensure we're doing what's right for the city, he said. Additionally, like with any committee, I have the ability to bring items forward for discussion and participate in the former task force meetings when needed. For this reason, I don't see any issue with this committee's structure, said the Ward 6 councillor. Nigasi said Barrie is a growing community. With that comes the need to enhance its governance structures, and he fully supports efforts to make the city even more effective and efficient. Corser was asked by Barrie today if she has any concerns about the executive committee. She declined comment. Kungel said she agreed with Nuttall's use of his strong mayor powers for the transition from the mayor's task force into the permanent executive committee. I believe the use of strong mayor powers in this situation was appropriate as the mayor's task force was out of the mayor's direction at the beginning of the term, of 2022-26 council, and the action is one of restructuring a forum to support our strategic goals, she said. One of the authorities of strong mayor's powers is to establish, or dissolve, committees. This applies only to committees solely comprised of members of council, such as the new executive committee. Using the strong mayor's powers ensures a structure that supports efficiencies at City Hall to ensure projects and initiatives come to fruition in a timely manner, Nuttall said. He has used his strong mayor's powers 36 times since he received them in mid-2023, the majority, 29 times, to pass bylaws. These powers are also utilized to streamline and expedite administration, while the approval of essential bylaws is a requirement under the Municipal Act that the mayor approve the bylaws, Nuttall said. Strong mayor powers were expanded to Nuttall and 25 mayors of other large and fast-growing municipalities on July 1, 2023. The mayor is required to exercise the strong mayor powers in writing and make them available to the public, subject to the Municipal Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. As of Wednesday morning, no meetings of the executive committee had been scheduled and noted on the city's website. City Clerk Wendy Cook explained how the new executive committee is to work. The executive committee is just essentially going to be another reference committee of council, so agendas and minutes will be published, she said. Any recommendations coming from the executive committee will flow through the process, such as other reference committees, coming to general committee, going to council for final approval. The meetings will be open to the public except if there's a confidential item to be discussed. There is a quorum of council, 7 members, that sits on the committee, but, as noted, the committee members only have a total of 5 votes as the mayor is not a voting member, he's just the chair, and the 2 members, Counts Harris and Nixon, of Affordability Committee, are counted as 1 vote on the executive committee, Cook added. And again, since it's treated as a reference committee, any items would be up for question by other members of council.